We want to immediately go to Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who is joining us on the 1010 Wentz hotline right now. Congresswoman Maloney, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I'd first like to thank the incredible New York City Fire Department, EMS, and first responders for keeping us all safe and responding so quickly and effectively to the crash. And I send my thoughts and prayers to the pilot's family and all those affected by the crash. But I have to say that one of my nightmares came true. A helicopter crashed into a densely populated area in Manhattan, crashed into a building. And I am continuing my call for all non-essential helicopter flights to be banned from our New York City skies. The risks are too high for our densely packed urban city. And we're still working to get more information, but it's common sense that if you are in a helicopter over the most densely populated city in the United States and something goes wrong, your engine fails, for instance, there is simply no good place to land, not in the river, not in the streets, not on a rooftop. There are no good choices, and one death is too many. But we were lucky today that no one else was killed or seriously injured.
Ms. Maloney. Excuse me. I was going to ask you, has anyone given you any semblance as to why that particular chopper was flying in that area?
Well, that's a big question. I do know that the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating this. They don't know if there's a black box. They don't know why he was flying. It was bad, bad weather. Why was he permitted to fly in the first place? I literally just got off a train. It happened while I was on the train coming to Washington, D.C., and I have called around to various offices, the governors, the mayors, the fire department, the FAA, the National Transportation Safety Board. Some are reporting that the helicopter came out of New Jersey, Teaneck, New Jersey. Others said it was a 34th Street heliport, and I tried to call them. I got no answer from them. But anyway, we're trying to get the information put together. It's still early. And as I said, the National Transportation Safety Board is doing this. The New York delegation has asked for meetings on this. But I am renewing my call to ban all non-essential flight. You know, they say that the visibility at the time of the crash was less than a mile because of the heavy fog. So why in the world was he flying in heavy fog? We don't know. We don't know what the answers are for this at this point.
Yeah, this is obviously a very unfortunate circumstance here. What of those who say that at this point to use that as leverage, if you will, for the ban that you support? Your thoughts on that?
Well, we've had too many crashes over the years, you know, and I got language in several of transportation appropriations bills for more research and other things, but in response to the October 2006 plane crash, I called for a banning of aircraft, and other times over the years, there have been a number of serious crashes. I know that in 1977, following a crash into the Pan Am building, we banned helicopters from landing on rooftops. So I don't know why he landed there. It must have been some type of emergency, but that's what the NTSB is looking into, and I'm sure they're all over this. There are many, many questions, but we really, it's just common sense. A heavy helicopter should not be flying over a densely populated area
and finally,
like New York City.
Yeah, and finally, let me ask you, how far would your ban go? What specifically would that entail? For
well, at this point, it's helicopters, and right now I've got to get into meetings. So I'll call you back as I get more information from the FAA and NTSB. Okay,
we appreciate
gotta
you.
Go.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. We appreciate you checking in. That's Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney there.